Science Faction is a science education podcast for adults only. There is frequent nudity.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Science Faction, the only show where a scientist, a comedian, and a comedian scientist come together to discuss science comedically.
Hello, and welcome to Science Faction 285. Science Faction, I call BS.
It's an honor to compete again, going up against Connor. I'm about to prove that, unlike in the movies, advanced AIs beat Connors, Johns, or otherwise.
Yes, indeed. Of course, this is I Call BS, and you just heard from my comedian, Mr. Damian Mercado. And as he insinuated, our scientist for the afternoon is Connor. Connor, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. I'm pumped. Been practicing all week.
Yeah, well, you don't need to practice too hard because nothing has changed since your last time here on the show. Damian still has yet to win a single game of I Call BS in 285 episodes. Some have called this embarrassing. Some have called this an abomination. Some thinks that Damian's actually throwing these games. Like, he sees the victory in front of him, and he's purposely losing. I can assure you, he's trying as hard as he can. I can't tell you how many times he has sobbed here in this studio because he loses, and he's really, really giving it his effort. So everybody out there, please stop ragging on him. Indeed, despite his poor, pitiful, horrible performance, some would say laughable, embarrassing performance, emasculating maybe even, despite all of that, he is indeed still trying.
You know, you mention these emails all the time. Yes. You mentioned that, like, people write and they say these things every week. I want to see the emails. Yeah. Show me the emails.
I've had enough of the emails, goddammit.
And your fucking tax returns while we're at it.
All right, I Call BS is, of course, the game where I read four science news articles, and my panelists compete to see which ones are real and which ones are BS. Are you guys ready to play?
I am ready to win and prove you fucking wrong again.
Right.
I'm about to push this rock up a hill. Hold Sisyphus's shit.
All right, let's do I Call BS.
I Call.
I Call.
I Call.
I Call.
I Call.
Ring, ring.
I Call BS.
All right, article number one. New research suggests that getting goosebumps can stimulate hair growth. Damien, is this science or bad science?
This is science, but it's ironic when you consider how bald R.L. Stein was.
He did have a lot of goosebumps, didn't he? Was he bald? Was he a bald
guy? Yeah, he was. I remember as a kid.
All right, and Connor.
Fantasizing about a bald horror author. I'm sorry, go on, Connor.
I'm going to go with bad science for nothing else, just because it sounds like the plot to like a Seinfeld episode or something. I don't know.
You're just constantly trying to get, like, hanging out in a freezer with no clothes. All right, article number two. A high-tech and smooth-moving AI humanoid robot dubbed the country's most modern robot, debuting at a Russian robotics forum, led a group dance, answered questions from the audience, and took pictures with members of the public before it was uncovered that he was just a guy in a robot suit. Damien, is this science or bad science?
I saw the video. The robot was shouting homophobic slurs and drinking vodka and walking around drunk. So it was doing everything that a Russian would do.
Right.
So I thought it might have been just a very well-programmed robot. But I'm going to say science.
All right. And Connor.
Which dance did the robot do?
I don't know that it's a dance that has a name.
Russian one where you kick out your legs? And hey.
But it wasn't the robot.
No, it was. Okay, that's a good point.
There you go. That's how you can tell right there. Definitely... Science, you know, first infiltrating our elections and now our robots. So.
Those Russian bots. Article number three. A new rat study suggests that the kidneys directly influence memory and lead to negative memory outcomes when removed. Damien, is this science or bad science?
This is science, and people who steal kidneys and leave you passed out in a bathtub actually count on this fact.
Right.
That you won't be able to remember their face.
It becomes like memento, right? You wake up, you don't know what's happened to you because you don't have your kidneys.
As long as you didn't tattoo on the guy, Robert stole your kidney.
All right, and Connor.
I'm going to go with science. I could imagine maybe, you know, if you only have one kidney, maybe you get a little bit more waste product buildup in your blood system and that, you know, cascades something.
Interesting. Article number four. A new study proves that using parachutes do not save lives when jumping out of a plane and that they have no effect on mortality versus not using a parachute. Damien, is this science or bad science?
Fuck you.
Why are you mad at me?
This is a ridiculous question. This question is either ridiculously insulting or parachute means something, or you've redefined what parachute is. Like, oh, you're a parachuter. You don't shoot specifically. You assist the shooter.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So what do you say, Damien?
Parachutes also don't hold employment. So to say that parachutes don't work, I mean, let me see the W-2.
Mm.
I'm going to say, this is bad science. Parachutes do work. D-Day did happen. And fuck you, Bobby.
Oh, Damien, you're one of the sheeple, aren't you, huh? D-Day? Really? Okay.
What's a flat earther for D-Day?
Yeah, sure, Damien. I'm sure you believe in Hitler as well. All right. And Connor.
So this was a study.
Yes.
They had like a control group of people that they didn't give parachutes.
Yes, they did.
And they...
No difference in mortality.
So they killed people in this study.
I don't know. I didn't say that. I just said there was no difference in mortality.
And when you say difference in mortality, that refers to the frequency at which someone will die in that particular condition.
Yes, according to this study.
Feels like this is like from like the same people who put out the condoms don't work ad campaign.
You mean the church?
Yeah. The church doesn't support lame sex. What do you want?
Or parachutes. There's a line in the Bible, I think, somewhere about using a parachute.
I believe it says, Jesus, take the wheel.
All right. So I think what might be happening here is someone looked at a bunch of data at how frequently skydivers die and then how frequently people in freak accidents die. And maybe the sample size is really small for the people who jump out of a plane without a parachute.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens that, you know, a large percentage of those survive. So I will say science and fuck you, Bobby.
Yes, solidarity.
All right, let's go back and see how you guys did. Follow along at home and see how you did. Article number one, new research suggests that getting goosebumps can stimulate hair growth. Damien thinks this is true. Connor thinks this is false. And this one is science. They actually found that the nerves and muscles that raise goosebumps also stimulate stem cells in the skin that make and grow hair follicles. So the nerves secrete norepinephrine, which is needed for hair growth, and the sympathetic nerves next to the hair follicles are also wrapped around these tiny little muscles, which contract to make the hair cells stand on end, causing goosebumps. Mice with mutations that prevented the muscles from growing also lacked the sympathetic nerves and didn't grow hair normally, and certain men with male pattern baldness also lacked those particular muscles in their scalps. And so the idea is that those goosebumps, when they contract, are actually stimulating a nerve growth factor that will help hair grow. And that might mean that you can induce that later on. It doesn't mean this is a cure for baldness. It would only apply to people who have a baldness for this particular reason. If you had something else happen, if you had physical damage to the actual hair follicle, this isn't going to help you out. But if you are have something like hair follicles dying and you are stimulating this norepinephrine in those stem cell hair follicle growths, you could see a rise in hair growth. So maybe just hang out in a freezer with some no clothes on once you start getting male pattern baldness.
If I wanted to be a good Samaritan, if I wanted to make the world a better place, pay it forward, if you will, if I were on the subway, because we are in a city with a subway, San Diego, and I saw a bald man in front of me with his back to me, maybe receded hairline, maybe completely bald, should I just start blowing lightly on the back of his neck, rubbing his small back?
Or scaring him?
Playing you can tell ASMR video?
Telling him some really scary stories?
Have I told you the one of the headless ghost?
So probably won't be a baldness cure, but is interesting causal effect, because it is interesting to see that just the process of getting goosebumps is actually an important part of maintaining some of those healthy hair follicles, because we're actually still stimulating that norepinephrine. It may be stimulated in other fashions as well. We're not saying this is the only way it can be, but we have now proven that this is one way it can be. And because of those transgenic mice, we've been able to prove that once you take away that type of stimulation, you actually get baldness in that area.
I think that scene would have been a lot better if I tapped that bald guy on the shoulder and offered to read him my Goosebumps book. I'm about to read My Teacher's an Alien. Care to partake? Wink.
Article number two, a high-tech and smooth-moving AI humanoid robot dubbed the country's most modern robot, debuting at a Russian...
That was its name? It was dubbed the country's most modern robot?
No, it was called Boris, but that was one of the titles. They said it was the country's most modern robot. Debuting at a Russian robotics forum, led a group dance, answered questions from the audience, and took pictures with members of the public before it was uncovered that he was just a guy in a robot suit. Both of you guys thought this one was science, and you guys know Russians, because this one was science. Very interesting. You can go online, check our website, and watch the video of this. Because what happened was, they're like, this is a super intelligent AI robot. It's humanoid looking. It's really advanced. You can see it leading this dance and all these people dancing. They're like, ah, this is so much fun. People are taking pictures with it later. And somebody, it was actually a Russian news group, a Russian news website, saw this and was like, wait a second. We know where they are in robotics. We're a tech website. We know where people are in robotics. We've seen like that Honda robot and stuff. Robots move in very specific ways. Robots move in a kind of jerky motion that is also dependent on the where their joints are and how servos work and stuff. And if you watch this video, you'll see. It's like it's moving too naturally.
It was a white guy dancing versus right. like the precision that comes from like a robot dancing.
Yeah, and the joints didn't seem to work right. And like there's things with robots too. Like if a robot stands and does a dance, its feet are in exactly the same place. It does it's like moves its legs and its foot goes right back to the same place and it stays stationary and then it moves and until it needs to move again. This was doing the thing that a person does where it's like feet shift centimeter to centimeter and move a little bit to compensate for balance. Things that robots don't do, right? So they did a Russian news story on this robot. This amazing robot at the robotics forum. And this Russian tech website started looking into it and was like, this is bullshit. We know that they don't have this level of technology. And they started looking at pictures, open source pictures that people had tweeted from the thing. And in the pictures, somebody tweeted a picture of like these three people meeting the robot and talking to the AI robot and stuff. But you see it from behind and you can just see the guy's neck and hair peeking out of the seam in the costume.
I thought taking the robot into the crowd was a bold move.
Right. You could have just done the stage thing and walked away, and we would have kind of known, but nobody could have proved it.
It did not occur to Russia at all, like, maybe we should get the black man who's a great dancer at the robot to be doing this.
Yeah, right. Or have him wear a turtleneck underneath that thing so you can't see his fucking skin. It was hilariously bad. The robotics forum, their only response, they came out and they're like, yeah, of course it was a dude in a costume. We didn't say anything else. And it's like, we have a whole news story of you saying other stuff.
I think they also found footage that also disproved it of the robot, or the guy in the costume, apparently, on his way to the thing, but captured on dash cam where he chased a man with an axe who
That's
cut
right.
him off in traffic.
Or what we call a Russian Monday. Of course, in response to this coming out, the Russians have vowed to finally get Moose and Squirrel. All right. Article number 3, a new rat study suggests that the kidneys directly influence memory and lead to negative memory outcomes when removed. Both of you guys thought this one was science, and this one is bad science. They actually found this in mouse models with the uterus. So it's a study of female rats that underwent either removal of the uterus, removal of the ovaries, both removal of uterus ovaries, or no removal whatsoever. So after a recovery period, they were given standardized maze tests, and compared with other groups, rats that lacked only a uterus were actually the worst at remembering where to find the platforms as the tests turned progressively harder. Here's the thing. If you would have just said ovaries, it actually wouldn't have been science news. We actually know that removing the ovaries affects memory because ovaries are the hormone-producing agent in female rats. And so when you do that, you actually change their hormone levels, and hormone levels affect memory abilities. So that wouldn't have been surprising. However, this, removing the uterus without removing the ovaries, is surprising. Because as far as we know, that should not change things. So again, this is an initial study. It's just one study. But it might mean that there's some kind of hormone regulation or something that goes on with the uterus vis-a-vis the ovaries that then affects memories.
Quick question. I imagine the same thing happens if you remove the testicles from
yes.
like some sort of male. Yeah. Okay, so why is it cool that we condemn our male dogs to doggy dementia?
That's right.
When we could get that same no puppy effect just by removing one uterus.
You know, when you spay a female animal, I imagine the same thing would happen. So you'd be
affected. No. I mean, we'd leave the ovaries in. I'm saying the ovaries. And this is just rats. Listen, this is a rat model. We haven't tried it on beagles.
You know what? You actually stumbled upon something correct. It's true. We don't know that this affects human beings yet. So this isn't a reason to worry about getting a hysterectomy affecting your Jeopardy game, but like,
and please, if you have a child with ADHD who's obnoxious, please don't get him neutered. There are safer pharmacological techniques to calm that child down.
So we don't know why this is. We need follow-up studies to see if this is definitely true in mouse populations, and then to see if it affects other animals as well. You could see a causal mechanism whereby the uterus has some kind of hormone regulating factor that then affects memories the same way it would if you take out the ovaries. The one thing that's interesting to me is it seems like the uterus only group had it the worst, which doesn't make sense in terms of taking out either the ovaries or uterus and ovaries. So I would actually like to see follow-up studies before I would call this actual settled science. I think there might be some confounding factors that could be influencing something here.
Does that mean that like IUDs that have hormones in it might have memory affecting Like you're fucking with that hormone cycle.
Anytime you fuck with hormones, you fuck with memory. So even forget IUDs. You taking the birth control pill, you're affecting your hormones. So all of that can affect it.
Worth it for the acne.
Even,
worth it.
Even your diet as a male or a female will affect your hormone levels, which will affect your memory as well. Article number 4. A new study proves that using parachutes do not save lives when jumping out of a plane, and they have no effect on mortality versus not using a parachute. Damien says this is false. Connor says this is true. And this one is science.
Fuck you, Bobby.
Meaning that Connor wins and Damien loses once again in a brutal demolishment that continues a 285-show streak of utter and total loss.
Should be time for celebration, but it just... I don't. This one doesn't feel good.
Bring out the
this
guillotine. One, I agree with what you're saying. Good.
I'll explain to you why.
It's so dirty.
It's actually
Viva la Revolucion.
It's actually pretty clever. Not surprising that Damien lost like 100% of the games we have played.
Who fucking tied you, bitch? And you threw out a...
Who does the tie go to, Damien? Who does it go to?
I believe it goes to the scientist. It goes to the disabled kid who showed up and had heart. Like, you're supposed to let me run the fucking touchdown in, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's how you've lived your life, Damien, and that's why you lose every time you come to a fair playing field.
I have a chromosomal disorder.
Indeed, this is true. I'll read you the excerpt for the study. Our groundbreaking study found no statistically significant difference in the primary outcome, which would be death, between the treatment, parachute, and control, no parachute. Our findings should give momentary pause to experts who advocate for routine use of parachutes for jumps from aircraft in recreational or military settings. Now, this is really interesting. This is something...
Yeah, I was crazy for saying bad science. You're right. That was insane for me to say bad science. No. I want this judge. You're USA Gymnastics. This whole organization is corrupt.
We've talked about people who do stuff like this before, and I actually really love these studies. Some people hate them. I really do love them. One of the ones we've talked about before, do you guys remember, Connor, I don't know if you were with us at the time, but we did a study about a guy who wrote a paper for a sociology journal, and instead of writing the paper, he just had an AI robot put together a bunch of buzzwords that was like the transgender underperforming blah, 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 and it got accepted, and it was nonsense. It was just word dribble. It didn't say or mean anything, but got accepted to the highest prestige sociology journal because there's no scientific element to a lot of that stuff. And so it got accepted, and he did this as an example of how you need to be skeptical of certain things you see in science. This is exactly what this was. So this is one of those fun studies that gets published in order to teach people how they should skeptically analyze scientific articles with flashy headlines. And I think we actually do need more of these, especially some of the stuff we talked about in misreports about these big headline-catching things, and you read it, and the article doesn't support what it says, or there's bad science behind it, or somebody hasn't looked at all the details, but they're just repeating what they heard off a headline. That's a really dangerous thing to do, because you'll get these type of outcomes. So here's what they do. It is actually true. They did a study. This is an experiment, Connor. This isn't re-looking at old data. They did a study and found that using a parachute when jumping out of a plane had the same effect as no parachute whatsoever. However,
We used Russian robot. It is no human died in study.
However, if you bothered to read the whole study a few pages in, you would have noticed that they tried this with a stationary plane parked on the ground, and it had no impact because there's no mortality of jumping out of a 3-foot-high airplane. So the idea was, let's do a quote-unquote study with a flashy headline, and you have to read the details. You have to get down into the methodologies and whatnot of the study to understand what's up. I really like this because there is what I call morning radio science. And morning radio science is the half-wit GED. They can barely fill out their DMV forms, but they're the guy on the morning zoo. And they're reading the science news articles that they see on CNN.com. And this type of stuff gets through all the fucking time. And it bothers me so much. The number one you'll hear all the time, found a cure for cancer. In reality, what you read is some researchers have found a way to take down mortality from a specific type of cancer in certain cases due to this new treatment, which is still exciting and new, but they present it as if, hey, guess what? Next year, no more cancer. And I think we need more of this stuff to call people on their bullshit.
I take offense. I'm a big fan of the Gerald and the Butt show in the morning, and they take a lot of crap. And I will say that their stuff is surprisingly edgy, and they tackle science from a different point of view. Maybe not Bobby's ivory tower point of view.
And they even went further. They like wanted to extrapolate and kind of show the absurdity of a lot of these claims. So here's another paragraph from the study. The study suggests that clinical trials evaluating old established treatments like parachutes for falling out of airplanes should make sure to study the people who most need the treatment. Slapping the treatment on the backs of someone who doesn't really need it doesn't tell you much about whether or not it works. So it is an interesting jab at a lot of those particular headline-grabbing things. I think those are coming out more and more. We see more of them. I'm a person who reads over 100 science articles every single week. I see more of them all the time. Because of our position here, I get emailed them all the time from people who go, hey, did you see this? They found out that there's a group of octopus who invented a robot and now they drive cars and they live on the bottom of the ocean. And then you look and it's like, octopus intelligence has seemed to be much higher than previously thought.
See, I hear that article and I think the Japanese are so much more advanced than us.
Yeah, so stop trying to interpret science stories on your own and start relying on parachute-wearing dick joke comedians to do it for you.
And I don't want to beat a dead horse to death, but I'm going to defend Gerald in the butt one more
time. Okay, all right.
If they're so fucking dumb, then how come Gerald has a degree in communications and the butt is actually a licensed sociologist?
Yeah, that's right. He was the one on that study. Just one of those things. Keep this in mind. This is one of the things we always preach about. You know, you got to read the actual science article. You have to look at it from a skeptical point of view. You have to see where it came from because a lot of times they're total BS. They're just complete lies outright. This is one of those things when it seems like it's a revolutionary new thing. Look at not only the article itself, look what smart people in that field think about it. Because we cover revolutionary articles that happen. They do happen. We have huge flip-flops in which we figure out something we thought was right is totally wrong. But guess what? The scientists who've studied that their entire lives are the ones who are yelling that from the rooftops the loudest. And when you get scenarios where it's not, when you get Andrew Wakefield-type scenarios, it's usually because it's bullshit.
Connor and I are currently dealing with an Andrew Wakefield-like situation, and you mentioned revolution, and I think that I Call BS is about to get a glorious new leader.
Oh my God, wait.
The people.
Wait, are you saying there's going to be a revolution and you will finally stop losing every episode? Are you going to finally win one episode of I Call BS?
The era of the non-scientist begins next week, next Thursday.
All right. Thank you so much, Connor, for coming back and joining us for Science Faction 285. And thank you, audience, for doing that, where you learned about how goosebumps can stimulate hair growth, how Russia's most modern robot turned out just to be a guy in a robot outfit, how the uterus may affect memory, and why you don't always need a parachute when you jump out of a plane. Thank you so much for joining us, and come on back next week for Science Faction 286.
In New Russia, Russian robots are taking jobs of all motorcycle-riding bears.
You've been listening to Science Faction. Wait, that's not right.